love me, and never leave me. Our story starts many years ago when Venice was a very rich and important city. Venetian captains bought many beautiful things abroad and took them back home to sell in Venetian shops. One of the most important men in Venice at that time was Antonio. Antonio had many friends in the city of Venice. His best friend of all was Bassanio. Bassanio came from a good family, but he wasn't rich. When Bassanio's father died, he left Bassanio only a little money. Antonio was a kind and generous man. He gave money to the poor people. What will happen next? Let's have a look at the performance by Year 6C. We hope you'll enjoy the show as much as we do. How are you? I'm fine. You must tell me, who is this in the picture? She is my love, Portia. I think that Portia likes me. If I can visit her wearing beautiful new clothes with lots of servants, lots of expensive presents, she will agree to marry me. Could you lend me some money to help me visit Portia and ask her to marry me? Ah, Bassanio, I would love to help you, but I have got no money right now. I have it in my ships at sea. One's gone to Tripoli, two have gone to Lisbon, three went to England, four to India. Now I'm waiting for them. When I have them all back, I will be three times richer. I can give you all the money you want. With a worried face. Don't worry, Bassanio. Because you want money now, I will borrow it from Shylock for you. Shylock, the moneylender, was very rich. He lent money to people and let them pay back more than they had borrowed. He wasn't even kind to his daughter, Jessica. Jessica did all the housework for her father. Shylock was not even grateful for her. Shylock hated Antonio because Antonio sometimes lent money to his friends for free, and this was very bad for Shylock's business. Shylock, I want to borrow 3,000 gold coins from you. I will give it back to you when my ships come back from Venice. What will happen when all your ships cross dangerous water and sink in storms at sea before they return to Venice? Let's be friends. I will be glad to let you lend money for free. I've got an idea. If you can't pay me back on time, I will cut out a pound of your flesh. Shylock wants to harm you. Don't agree to this. Don't worry. My ships will come back safely. They left Shylock's office. Bassanio started preparing for his visit to Belmont. He bought himself new clothes and expensive presents. He had a big party for his friends, Gratiano and Lorenzo. Can I come with you to Belmont? Oh, I don't know. But if you come, you mustn't be wild or speak too loudly. I'll be good and quiet. I will say thank you and sorry. I will only speak when I'm asked to. All right, then you can come. Portia's father wanted his daughter to marry a good man. He had invented a plan to help her find the best husband. He made three boxes of gold, silver, and lead. One of the boxes had Portia's picture in it. It was called a guessing game. The person who guessed the right box would marry Portia. Many young men who came to Belmont to marry beautiful Portia were worried about the guessing game. They weren't the right husbands for me. I don't want a man who's afraid of something, nor a man who will bore me. Look, there's an American prince. He wants to marry me. Portia, please marry me. I'm sorry, but you must play the guessing game. Are you scared of the consequences?
Me? Scared?
Look at me. I am a brave man.
Good. Choose one of the boxes.
This is beautiful, Portia. I think this is the key. Oh, no. I chose the wrong box.
Yes, you are wrong. Please leave the city.
The American prince went away. Next came a Spanish prince to try his luck. It is your lucky day. Marry me, Portia.
I'm sorry. Before I say yes, you must choose one of these boxes with a picture of me.
What a funny puzzle. But I am a lucky man. The Spanish prince chose the silver box. Oh, no. It's the wrong one.
Wow. It's fascinating. What will happen next?
I don't know.
Come, let's have a look.
2 months ago, back in Venice, Shylock's daughter, Jessica.
Oh, my father doesn't love me. Only thing he loves is money. I'm not his servant. He makes me do all of his housework.
What are you dreaming about standing here? Do your work, lazy girl.
How can I leave this house? I need help from somebody. Oh,
please don't go.
What is your name? I am Jessica. Who are you?
I am Bassanio's friend. My name is Lorenzo. Can we talk?
Not now, but wait a minute. I want to leave this house. Can you help me?
How?
Tonight, you must come with a ladder. I can climb down.
I will. The next night, Lorenzo came to Jessica. Both of them ran away from there. When Shylock went home, he called Jessica, but she was not around. He saw Jessica took away his wife's money, so he was very sad and angry. Bassanio arrived in Belmont. Gratiano was friendly with Portia's servant, Nerissa. Portia didn't want Bassanio to play the guessing game. But before he plays the game, we have a special guest to play this game. Let's see who the special guest is. And it's... yes, it's Santa!
It's Christmas, and I want to marry the beautiful Portia.
Santa, I'm sorry. Before you marry me, you must play the guessing game.
Easily.
Santa chose the wrong box. Santa felt very sad. He sat down.
There are 3 boxes. If you choose the right one, you will marry me, Bassanio.
Thinking gold and silver are beautiful, but some things that are beautiful outside are ugly inside. Bassanio chose the lead box. Portia gave him the key, and he got the picture. Hey, Santa, don't be sad. Maybe next Christmas you will find your partner, so please cheer up.
Okay. Bassanio, thank you for cheering me up. I am glad that you found your party, so let's have some dancing.
Wear this ring, Bassanio. Don't give it away. Love me and never leave me.
Can I and Nerissa marry too?
Yeah. Lorenzo, Jessica, and Celeria arrived in Portia's house. Bassanio, here's a note from Antonio for you.
What? He can't return the money back to Shylock. What's the matter?
Shylock has spoken to the Duke of Venice. He wants his pound of flesh.
How much does the merchant owe?
3,000 gold coins. Is he your best friend?
Yes, he is.
Then I myself will pay back the money that Antonio owes him.
You must go to the city at once and help Antonio. Before they leave, Portia and Bassanio and Nerissa and Gratiano get married. Lorenzo and Jessica, I'm leaving my house in your good hands. Goodbye. Have a safe journey. At the trial time in Venice.
I am sorry for you, merchant. I spoke to Shylock, but it seems he hates you.
I have heard that you have spoken many times to the moneylender, and I'm thankful to you for that. I will try to be brave. Then Shylock must show some mercy.
Why must I? Listen, I can't show any mercy. Look, I'm only asking the merchant pay what we agreed.
Can Antonio lend him back the money you lent him? Yes, I can pay 6,000 or 9,000 gold coins for Antonio.
It's too late to pay the money. Law is law.
Forget the laws and take the money.
No, sorry, we can't forget the laws. Shylock, you can take Antonio's flesh now, but be careful that no blood should come out while getting the flesh, or you will be arrested for breaking the laws.
But how?
Ah, that means you can't cut his flesh. This is 6,000 gold coins, Shylock. Shylock just walks away without taking any flesh nor gold coins. All were happy and lived happily ever after, celebrating their Christmas, singing and dancing.